I love you, man. Well, that was the most emotional. And I'm not emotional. But I do love your preacher, and I'm thankful for him. Got to serve with him together. Many years, we laughed on that bus. We did a lot of laughing. We did some crying. We went through some tough, difficult challenges, and the Lord brought us through them all. So I'm so blessed by your preacher. I'll say this introduction in English. And thank you all for the way you take care of my family. I tell you, it's no greater joy than to come to this church and sit and fill a pew in any church and fill a pew with my family and see my grandchildren. Man, I can tell you, I love my grandchildren. I'm one of those granddads that play with his grand. Have you ever played swords with your grandchildren? There is nothing better than playing swords and cars and tracks and trains. And hey, you know, it keeps me going. Amen. So I'm glad to be here today. Estoy contento de estar con ustedes hoy. My name is, like I said, my name is Wilfredo Robles. Mi nombre es Wilfredo Robles. Y vengo de Massachusetts, del área de Cape Cod. And I come from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Últimamente, he estado trabajando en un ministerio de la cárcel. Lately, I have been working in a ministry that is in the jails. And the Lord has worked a miracle in Massachusetts. Dios ha obrado un milagro en Massachusetts. And that is that in this particular jail, el milagro es que en esta cárcel in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, there is a gentleman named David Robbins. Hay un caballero que se llama David Robbins, que el Señor salvó en la cárcel, that the Lord reached while he was in jail. And he got saved. Y se convirtió, le entregó su corazón a Cristo, gave his heart to Jesus Christ. And the Lord turned his life around. Y Dios cambió su vida. And he joined a program called Prison Rock Ministries. Y entró en un programa llamado La Prisión de La Roca y Ministerio. And so he is allowed to be the coordinator for all religious activities at the Cape Cod Jail. Él es el único que puede hacer coordinación de los programas religiosos en la cárcel de Cape Cod. Because he has that exclusivity, porque tiene esa exclusividad, he only allows gospel preaching people to go into the jails. Solo permiten que lo dejen entrar en la cárcel a solo las personas que predican el evangelio. And that is a miracle. If you know Massachusetts, that is a miracle in Massachusetts. Y si ustedes conocen a Massachusetts, eso es un milagro en Massachusetts. No other people can go in there. Nadie puede entrar a menos que sean predicadores del evangelio, unless they're gospel, Bible preaching people. Aunque sean personas de la cárcel, que prediquen la Biblia. And God has opened that door for us. Y Dios me ha abierto esa puerta a mí. And I gladly have stepped through it. Y yo he entrado por ella. And through it, God has given us wonderful victories. I've been doing this program now for a couple of months. Entré este programa en hace dos meses. And I led two precious people to the Lord within the bounds of that prison. Y me he ganado dos personas para Cristo en esa prisión. But tonight I want to take you to the book of Jonah. Esta noche yo quiero llevarlo a través del libro de Jonás. Y si hubiera un texto que quisiera enfocar, and there was a text that I wish to focus on, it would be in chapter 4, sería el capítulo 4, and we'll read together, y lo leemos junto, y versículo 2. Versículo 2 y 3, and that would be verses 2 and 3. I can't read it in Spanish, though. No lo puedo leer en español porque the only Bible I have is in English. So, but I will preach and you will understand. Pero predicaré y entenderá. Yes. Oh, praise the Lord. See, ask and you shall receive. Pide y recibirás. Amén. Gloria a Dios. En el capítulo 4 de Jonás, versículo 2 y 3, chapter 2 and 3. And he prayed unto the Lord, and he said, I pray thee, Lord, was this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art gracious God, and merciful, slow to anger, and great in kindness, and repentest thee of evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Entonces, en el capítulo 4 de Jonás, versículo 2 y 3, lloró Jehová y dijo, ahora, oh Jehová, ¿no es esto lo que yo decía estando aún en mi tierra? Por eso me precaví huyendo a Tarsis, porque sabía yo que tú eres Dios clemente y piadoso, tardo al enojo, al enojarte, y grande en misericordia, y que te arrepientes de mal. Ahora pues, oh Jehová, ruégote que me mates, porque mejor es que es la muerte que la vida. Oremos. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that tonight, Lord, you will get a hold of our hearts. Lord, you help me. Father, take my speech and my utterance, Father, and give me wisdom to speak in both languages and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help me to stay true to the word, true to you. Help me to be faithful. And Father, move according to your will and your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Leyendo este libro de Jonás, as we read this book of Jonah, we realize that there's certain strong characters in this book. Vemos que hay ciertos personajes en este libro de Jonás. Primero, Jonás. First, Jonah. Really a reluctant ambassador. Y vemos a Jonás como un embajador, pero un embajador que tenía ciertos prejuicios. And as I read this book, it interests me because there is a little bit of Jonah in none of us. In all of us, I'm sorry. Y si miramos este libro con sinceridad, hay un poquito de Jonás en todos nosotros. Maybe if you read the book, you read here in chapter 1 that God called Jonah to go into the city of Nineveh. Cuando leemos el capítulo 1, vemos que Dios llamó a Jonah a ir a Nínive. But Jonah had somewhat against the people of Nineveh. Pero Jonás tenía algo en contra de la gente de Nínive, porque era lo que se considera hoy como Mosul, Iraq, cerca de Jerusalén. It is regarded today in the area where Mosul, Iraq is, near Jerusalem. And these people were at war, really, at some times, and were very, very violent wars, sometimes against the children of Israel as well. Y ellos también tenían sus guerras, y también eran guerrillas violentas con la nación de Israel. Jonás era un profeta de Israel. Jonah was a prophet of Israel. He is mentioned in 2 Kings chapter 14, 25. Es mencionado en el libro de Segunda de Reyes, capítulo 14, versículo 25. And it mentions that God honored his word and his prophecy. Y Dios menciona que honró su profecía y su palabra. Now, we don't know what that prophecy was. No sabemos lo que es esa profecía. That's because it was for them. Es porque eso era para ellos. The Holy Spirit gave us what we need. Y el Espíritu Santo nos dio a nosotros, a través de su palabra, lo que nosotros necesitábamos. This is what we need to know about Jonah. Esto es lo que nosotros tenemos que saber acerca de Jonás. God called him to go to a city that he did not want to go to. Dios lo llamó a ir a un lugar que él no quería ir. So he became reluctant. Así que se rebeló contra Dios. He had a form of rebellion because he said, I'm going in the other direction. God said, I want you to go to Nineveh and I want you to preach against this great city. Dios le dijo, yo quiero que tú vayas a Nínive y predicas contra esta ciudad. Well, Jonah hated the Ninevites. So therefore, he thought, man, if God's going to preach against them and he's going to bring judgment, good. Bueno, si Dios va a traer juicio contra la gente de Jonah, qué bueno. I don't like them. Yo no me llevo con ellos. And if God's going to destroy them, good. Y si Dios lo va a destruir, qué bueno. You see, there's people that if we were really honest, we have a tough time with. Y si nosotros verdaderamente miramos en nuestro corazón, hay personas que nosotros tenemos quizás algo contra ellos. Jonah was no different. Jonah no era diferente. The same thing he was made up, you're made up of. Lo mismo que él tenía dentro de su corazón, tú también tienes a veces. So Jonah was called to go. And when he heard about the judgment of God, man, he said, you know, wait a minute. He said, I'm going to go. And I want you to cry against this great city. And I want you to go and bring my word. And Jonah said, man, I'm going in the other direction. And so he went. But instead, Jonah took the other direction because he wanted to get away. And he wanted the judgment of God to come upon those people. Jonah fue en la otra dirección porque él quería que el juicio de Dios cayera sobre esa gente. So he decides to go in the opposite direction, which is to Tarsus. Y él se va a la dirección opuesta, que es hacia Tarsus. Now, as I was reading this a little bit this week, estaba estudiando y leyendo esto un poquito esta semana, it is believed that that area was close to the area of Lee, where modern-day England is today. Se cree que él se dirigía a la dirección de donde Inglaterra es en el día de hoy. He wanted to get away from them people because he wanted the judgment to come. He did not want the mercy. He did not want the love. He wanted the judgment to go. Él no quería el amor, él no quería la misericordia, él solo que venía, quería que el juicio viniera. Now, maybe he had a right to wish that. We don't know. A lo mejor él tenía un deseo en su corazón porque algo que había sucedido. Maybe something had happened to his family directly due to the Ninevites. Quizás le había sucedido algo a su familia directamente de aquellos de Nínive. No sabemos. We don't know. But maybe there was something there. Why there was a reason for his hatred. Quizás había algo ahí. ¿Por qué hay una razón para su odio sobre esa gente? We don't know. No sabemos. But we do know that this is not a story about Jonah. Pero sí sabemos que esto no es una historia de Jonah. It's about God. Esta es la historia de Dios. And in our Christian life, it's not about us. Y en nuestra vida cristiana, no es acerca de nosotros. It's about God. Eso que Dios hace en nosotros. So, Jonah heads to this place in rebellion, wanting to get away so that the judgment will come upon the people. So Jonah se va porque quiere que venga el juicio, porque quiere que venga su juicio sobre esta gente, y se va huyendo de la presencia de Dios. And he thinks he's fleeing from the presence of God. Y digo que él pensó que se fue de la presencia de Dios. And I say he thinks he's fleeing from the presence of God. Because there's nowhere you can go, no hay ningún lugar que tú puedas ir, that you can get away from God, que te puedas alejar de Dios. There may be people you may not want to go to. You can run in the opposite direction, but you can't get away from God. But can I tell you this? When you want to get away from God, there'll always be a boat there waiting. Onás tomó un bote y se alejó de la presencia de Dios. He took a boat and he went in the opposite direction. Él tomó un bote y se fue de la presencia de Dios. But if you want to get away from God, si quieres alejarte de Dios, Satan will always have a boat waiting. Satanás siempre va a tener una lancha esperándote. So Jonah went away, but the Lord did not forget his servant. Pero Dios no se olvidó de su siervo. Now, why, and let me not get ahead of myself, esta tormenta vino, this storm came, and all of a sudden it began to violently shake that ship, and Jonah went and slept in a chamber. Boy, I'm having a tough time with the SC. In the chamber of that ship. Y Jonás se fue a dormir, a retirarse en un lugar en ese barco. And as he slept, the storm arose. Y mientras él dormía, se levantó una tormenta grande. The seas were violent. And all of a sudden, even the people that were in that ship realized that this was a massive storm. People who had been sailing for years realized that this was a massive storm. Y aún estos marineros que tenían experiencias reconocieron que esta era una tormenta grande. Even these people that had been in a ship for years with experience realized that this was something different. Entendieron que esto era algo grande. They understood that it was different because it was the hand of God. Pero entendieron que era algo grande porque era la mano de Dios. If you read the book of Jonah, si tú lees el libro de Jonah, every time God wanted to do a significant event, cada vez que Dios quería hacer algo grande, it said God prepared. Y dice que before he did something great, the Bible always said, and God prepared. Dios preparó. God prepared. God is in charge of the circumstances in your life. Dios está encargado de las circunstancias en tu vida. Everything he does in your, every time he does something in your life that is significant, it's a life-changing event. Cada vez que alguien hace algo en tu vida que es significante, es algo que cambia tu vida. This year, there may be life-changing events. Quizás este año van a haber cosas que cambian tu vida, cosas grandes. Things you may not understand. Cosas que tú no puedes entender. Maybe life-changing events. Pueden ser cosas grandes. But if you stay on track with God, pero si te quedas en línea con Dios, it'll lead you perfectly into His will. Te lleva a la perfecta voluntad de Dios. There is no better place to be. No hay mejor lugar que está than in the center of God's perfect will. Más que en el centro de la voluntad de Dios. Jonah found himself in the midst of the storm. And I love how the circumstances of this works out. Y me gusta la circunstancia de estas cosas. Because the man on the ship began to look for an answer. Los hombres, los marineros, estaban buscando respuesta. Y unos dijeron, clama a Dios. Some of them said, cry out to your God. And they all looking for, they know that this is supernatural. Ellos saben que esto es sobrenatural. Everybody but Jonah. Todos pero Jonás. Because he was asleep. Porque estaba durmiendo. Listen, God doesn't want you sleeping out of his will. Dios no te quiere durmiendo fuera de su voluntad. But he wants you alive in it. Pero te quiere vivo adentro de él. Doing what he's called you to do. Haciendo lo que él te ha llamado a hacer. And it's interesting how they all get together and they cast lots and how the circumstances work out. And all of a sudden everything points to Jonah. And Jonah gives a response. Oh yeah, I am a Jew and I fear the Lord. Sí, yo soy judío y yo temo al Señor. If he feared the Lord, he wouldn't be on that ship. Si hubiera temido a Jehová, no estaría en ese barco. But he wanted to do his own will. Pero quería hacer su propia voluntad. He wanted judgment to come. Quería que el juicio viniera. And he finally understood that they needed to do something with him. Y así que entendió que tenían que hacer algo. He rather die than to go to the people of Nineveh. Prefería morir antes de ir a Nineveh. He thought that maybe if they threw him off the ship, that would be the end of it. Él se creía que si lo tiraban de ese barco, eso sería el fin. But then God prepared something again. Pero entonces Dios preparó algo otra vez. And he prepared a great fish. He preparó un gran pez. And that fish swallowed up Jonah. Y así que ese pez se tragó a Jonás. And we would sing about, as kids, we would sing a song that said, Jonah did not pay attention to the word of God. That's why to the deep ocean, the people threw him. And then they came a big fish and gulped him up. Y dice, Jonah, me acuerdo una canción cuando niño que cantaba, ¿no? Jonah no le hizo caso a la palabra de Dios. Por eso al mar profundo la gente lo tiró y vino un pez muy grande y plum, se lo comió. That means, boom, you know, he was eaten by the fish. Anyway, it makes more sense in Spanish, really, than in English, because that's why, how I sang it. So, anyway, but you know, here this fish takes him and eats him. And then I love Jonah's response. Y después me gusta la respuesta de Jonás en el capítulo 2, because he knew that he was where he was, because not because of the men that threw him into the sea. Él sabía que estaba donde estaba, no por los hombres que lo tiraron al mar, but he knew that God had cast him into the sea. Pero él dice, Dios me arrojó sobre el mar. But really it was his disobedience. Pero verdaderamente fue de su desobediencia that brought him to that place. Man, we need to be obedient to the voice of God. It saves us from a lot of trouble. Si hombres, si somos obedientes a la palabra de Dios, eso nos salva de muchos problemas. Many circumstances can be avoided, but just getting into the will of God. Muchas circunstancias pueden prevenirse para no irnos a la palabra de Dios. But it's also a story about God preparing circumstances. Pero también es una historia de Dios preparando circunstancias. There's going to be circumstances, maybe this year, that you won't understand. Va a haber circunstancias en tu, quizás este año que tú no entenderás. In my wife's first pregnancy, en la primera embarazo de mi esposa, we lost our first child at 9 months old. Perdimos nuestro primero hijo en su vientre a los 9 meses. She was full term, and at 9 months, we went in to see the doctor on her birthday, en el cumpleaños de ella, and they said, we cannot find the heartbeat. Y nos dijeron, no podemos encontrar el latido del corazón. And shortly after that, when we went, my wife went through full labor to give birth to a baby that had gone to be with the Lord. Y mi esposa dio a luz un niño que salió del vientre de ella y se fue con el Señor. We did not understand what God was doing. No podíamos entender lo que Dios hacía, but I could trust him. Pero le confiamos. And it was such a strength that God gave us during that time. Y fue tan fuerza que Dios nos dio durante ese tiempo that we were comforting people that were crying for us. Que estábamos consolando a aquellos que lloraban por nosotros. God has circumstances that you may not be prepared for. Dios tiene circunstancias que ha preparado que tú quizás no estás listo, but he'll see you through them. Pero él te lleva a través de ella. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Muchas son las aflicciones de los justos, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. I could tell you honestly, te voy a decir la verdad, I don't like the first part of that verse. No me gusta la primera parte de ese versículo. You can be holier than thou and say, what do you mean you don't like it? Tú puedes ser más santo y tú quieres decir que no te gusta. It's the word of God. Es la palabra de Dios. Yeah, but I still don't like it. Sí, pero todavía no me gusta. But I do love when it says. Pero sí amo cuando dice, the Lord. Because it's about the Lord. It's never been about you. It's about the Lord. No es acerca de ti, es acerca del Señor. Will deliver him out of them all. Te libertará de todos. I'm glad for the Lord. Yo estoy contento por el Señor. He's in charge of the details. Está encargado de los detalles de tu vida. Jonah goes through this experience. He is swallowed by this fish. And I don't know, I could just imagine what it must be to be swallowed by a fish. Yo solo puedo imaginarme lo que es ser tragado por un pez. Have you ever been to a place where they prepare fish? ha estado en un lugar donde preparan el pez. It stinks. He was in the belly of the fish. Estaba en el estómago del pez. Where food is processed. Donde hay acid, where the acids and everything else process the foods. Donde hay un ácido que procesa y hace todo el proceso del cuerpo. I'm sure it stunk. Me aseguro que había un olor terrible. For 3 days, he was in that belly of the fish. Por 3 días y 3 noches, and 3 nights, he was there in the belly of the fish. Estaba en el estómago del pez. Jesus made a reference to it prophetically. Cristo hizo una referencia a Jonás proféticamente. He said, as the Son of Man must be, as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish, so would the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Dijo, así como Jonás tuvo 3 días y 3 noches en el estómago del pez, así también el Hijo del Hombre estará en el centro de la tierra, estará enterrado en la tierra. Listen, the beautiful, this is a beautiful picture here in this book of Jonah of the resurrection. Es un hermoso cuadro de la resurrección de Cristo. Jonah was spewed on dry land. El pez lo vomitó en la tierra. And he went to the people of Nineveh. Y fue a la gente de Nineveh. I don't know if he stunk. Yo no sé si huelía. But, you know, I imagine what it must have been sharing this story. Me imagino lo que es compartir esta historia of what he just went through to come to tell them that God is going to judge them. Lo que él pasó, a cabeza le contó lo que él pasó para decirle que Dios iba a juzgarle. But whatever it was, it changed the heart of the people. Pero de la manera que lo trajo, cambió el corazón de la persona. The people repented of Nineveh. La persona de Nineveh se arrepintieron. And God took away the judgment. Y Dios quitó el juicio porque se arrepintieron. Because of repentance, godly sorrow bringeth repentance. El verdadero tristeza trae arrepentimiento. The people literally converted. Las personas se convirtieron. Because they saw the pending judgment. Porque vieron el juicio. Jonah just wanted the judgment. God wanted the mercy. Ellos, Jonás quería el juicio. Dios quería la misericordia. God is concerned about people. Dios le importa la gente. All people. God is concerned about people that you're not concerned about. Dios le preocupa a las personas que no te preocupan a ti. In the prisons are people that nobody sometimes, they're happy that they're there. Well, let's say some people are happy that there's these type of people in prisons. And they need to be. Hay personas que están contentas porque hay personas que están en la cárcel que merecen estar ahí. They need to be. There's some people I've talked to that have told me what they have done and have confided in me. And I said, yep, they need to be here. Y me han dicho las cosas que han hecho. Y yo digo, verdaderamente que tienen que estar aquí. But you know what? Because they know where they are, porque ellos saben dónde están, and they know who they are, y saben quiénes son, they're easy to reach. El Señor me ha dado la facilidad de alcanzarlo. I don't have to convince them they're sinners. Yo no tengo que convencer los que son pecados. They know it. Ellos lo saben. And many of them have, y han venido a Cristo, and they have come to Christ. But can I tell you that these people repented? And God, then we have the real story of this book. Entonces tenemos la verdadera historia de este libro. The character of God. El carácter de Dios. Jonás, en vez de alegrarse, Jonah, instead of being happy, gets angry. Antes, en vez de alegrarse, se enoja. I never have seen a preacher who did not want to be successful. Yo nunca he visto un predicador que no quería tener éxito. Brother Brown, el hermano Brown, I know you want to be successful. Amen.
I know you're going to Boston because you want God to do something.
Él quiere ir a Quincy, el lugar donde yo vivo, the place where I live. He wants to go there, near where I lived, so he can be successful, so God can use him, porque quiere tener éxito.
Not Jonah. No Jonás. He didn't want to be successful. Él no quería tener éxito. Nobody wants to go out and say, I want to be a real failure for God. Nadie que se pone en pie y dice, yo quiero ser, yo quiero fallarle a Dios, right? Except Jonah. Excepto Jonás. And so he sits in a place and he up on a hill to watch God bring judgment upon the people of Nineveh.
Entonces se va a un lugar esperando que Dios traiga en un lugar alto para ver cuando Dios va a traer el juicio de Nineveh.
And God causes two things again.
Y Dios causa dos cosas otra vez.
He causes a great gourd to grow.
Dios causa que crezca un calabozo bien grande.
And Jonah sits under a shadow.
Y Jonás se sienta bajo su sombra.
And he feels comfortable.
Y se siente bien cómodo ahí.
This is refreshing. I have shade.
Esto es bien bueno. Tengo sombra.
And he sits there waiting for God to judge the people. He's excited. This is going to happen. It's an attraction to him.
Él se excita. Es como una atracción para él.
God's going to get these people.
Dios va a coger esta persona.
Ahora sí. This is good.
But it doesn't happen that way. Instead, God prepares a worm.
Entonces Dios prepara una lombriz que se come el calabozo,
that eats the gourd.
And so all things are taken for him. The good gourd and the judgment are now gone.
Se va el calabozo y se va el juicio también.
And now he's really angry.
Y ahora verdaderamente se enoja.
You ever hear people say, when it rains, it pours?
Tú oyes cuando la gente dice que cuando llueve, verdaderamente que cae.
And Jonah's angry,
almost bitter.
Y Jonah está enojado.
Vamos a decir, amargo.
He's waiting for that judgment. It doesn't happen. And now God takes away his comfort zone.
Y ahora Dios, no viene el juicio y Dios le quita el lugar donde se siente cómodo.
Has God taken something away that has moved you from your comfort zone?
¿Ha quitado Dios algo de tu vida que te ha alejado de tu lugar cómodo?
He's doing it on purpose.
Lo hace por propósito.
Maybe God moves you from a bench to a Sunday school class and you got some wild kids.
Quizás Dios te quita de un banco de aquí te ponen una clase de maestro y te dan unos niños bien locos.
Maybe God puts you in a bus ministry.
Maybe Dios te pone en un lugar donde hay niños en la guagua.
Where the kids, I don't know how it is, Brother Jim, but brother, you remember in Holyoke when we drove that bus?
Cuando nosotros estábamos en Holyoke, guiamos una guagua.
There were kids everywhere.
Había muchachos en la guagua.
They would go over the seats.
They would go under the seats.
And I don't know, man, you guys, I gave it to you guys that drove that bus. You just paid good attention and kept the bus on the road.
Y ellos mantenían su atención y mantenían la guagua en su dirección.
And, you know, they were wild.
Y eran locos. And I mean wild.
Full of life.
Lleno de vida. Eran locos.
That's all I can say.
But we sat them down.
Pero le dimos el evangelio.
And they got saved.
Y se convirtieron.
And can I tell you, one of those wild bus kids,
y le puedo decir que uno de esos niños locos en la guagua is now teaching other bus kids.
Y ahora está enseñando a otros niños que vienen en la guagua
and preaching them the gospel y dándole el evangelio
because we got out of our comfort zone.
Porque nos salimos del lugar de comodidad.
And then God looks at Jonah and says,
and then Jonah, listen, Jonah knew God.
It's terrible to say that Jonah didn't know God.
Es terrible decir que Jonás no conocía a Dios.
He knew God.
He knew the character of God.
Conocía el carácter de Dios.
I'm not going to take a bunch of your time. No le voy a tomar mucho tiempo.
So, only to say this. Look at what he says. Look at what Jonah says here. And it's someone that knew the nature of God.
He said,
Was this my shame? He didn't say this happy, by the way. I'm going to say it exactly like he said it probably. He said, and he said, Lord, was this not my sin? Isn't this what I said?
You're praying. You laugh. Hey.
Isn't this what I said? Was this not my sin, Lord, when I was yet in my country? When I was in that place, therefore I fled before thee unto Tarsus. He did it knowingly. Él se fue de la presencia de Dios conociéndolo. For I knew that thou art a gracious God. Porque yo sé que tú eres un Dios de misericordia. Que tú eres un Dios de gracia. You are slow to anger, lento en la ira, pero lleno de maravilla. But great in kindness. And that you would turn from your evil.
Y que tú te ibas, and thou repentest from that you would repentest from evil. Now repentest not in the form that we repent. God is not a man that he should repent. But Jonah's using words here to describe in human terms what God has done. And that is forgive the people of Nineveh. Y aquí Dios, él usa términos humanos para describir lo que Dios ha hecho. What I'm telling you is that God's chief concern is people. Si yo quiero decirte en esta noche que lo que Dios más quiere es la persona. He's not, listen, God will judge the sinner. Si Dios quiere juzgar al pecador. But Jesus died for the sinner to take upon himself the punishment that was due to them. If God were to give me what I deserve tonight, I'd be in hell. Si Dios me hubiera dado lo que yo me merezco en esta noche, estaría en el infierno. But he chose to give me love. Pero él escogió darme amor. Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo, que dio a su Hijo unigénito para que todo aquel que en él crea no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Pero tener vida eterna. Someone told a story, alguien dice la historia, of a father, and I'll close with this, y voy a cerrar con esto, that was going to punish his son, que iba a escoger, que iba a castigar a su hijo. He came home from school, he had gotten in trouble, and he tried to hide his trouble. Vino de la escuela, y había estado en problema con su maestra, y trató de esconder su problema. The teacher gave him a note, la maestra le dio una carta, to give to the parents, saying that he had misbehaved. Para darle a su padre que se había portado mal. And so the father, the teacher had called the father on the way home, unbeknownst to the son. La maestra había llamado al maestro en su camino a la casa. El padre no lo sabía. So the son went upstairs to his room and hid the note. El hijo fue a su cuarto cuando llegó a la casa y escondió la carta. So when they were sitting at the dinner table, back when parents used to sit with their children at the dinner table, en el tiempo cuando sus padres se sentaban con sus hijos a comer, he began to ask them how their day was. Empezó a preguntarle a su familia, ¿cómo fue tu día? And he got to the son, y le preguntó a su hijo. Llegó al hijo de él y le preguntó, ¿cómo fue tu día? And he went and asked the son, he goes, how was your day? And the son said, it was great. Had a great day in school today. Su hijo dijo, sí, yo tuve un día tremendo. Fue un día tremendo en la escuela hoy. And so the teacher said to him, the father said to him, well, I got a call from your teacher. Y el padre le dijo, bueno, me llamó tu maestra en el día de hoy. And his son's face went from this, y la cara del hijo fue de esto a esto. To this. Because he knew judgment was coming. Porque él sabía que venía el juicio. And the father said, I want you to go into the shed, into the woodshed, and wait for me. Yo quiero que vaya al lugar donde te voy a castigar y me espere. While that son was there, he was languishing because he knew of the punishment he was about to receive. Cuando el hijo llegó a ese lugar, estaba en terror porque sabía el juicio que iba a recibir. And so, when the father got there, when the door slammed of the father coming into that place, cuando la puerta cerró, cuando el padre entró a ese lugar, he knew he was going to get it. Él sabía que ahora iba a llegar el juicio.
He knew he was going to be in pain. Él sabía que iba a estar en dolor. He knew he was going to have to endure punishment. Sabía que tenía que estar sufrimiento. And all of a sudden his father gets there. And he knows, son, you know why I'm doing this. Y le dice, hijo, tú sabes por qué yo voy a hacer esto. Because you've done wrong. Porque has hecho mal. And doing wrong deserves punishment. Y hacer mal se merece el corregir.
And so he said, he had a switch in his hand. Y tenía una estilla en su mano. And he raised it. Y la levantó. And the son was prepared because he knew the next thing that was coming was to be inflicted in pain. Porque sabía que lo próximo que iba a venir era el dolor. He shut his eyes thinking that it would lessen the pain. Cerró sus ojos creyendo que el dolor iba a ser menor. And all of a sudden he hears the stick go up. And all of a sudden él oye que el palo va hacia arriba. And it comes down. Y baja hacia abajo. But he feels nothing. Y no siente nada. Three times. It goes up. He hears it goes up. Comes down. He feels nothing. Él tres veces. Él oye que sube hacia arriba. Baja y no siente nada. And his father said, son, open your eyes. Y le dijo, hijo, abre tus ojos. And when he looked down at his dad, he realized that his father had beaten himself upon a leg. Y cuando él mira hacia atrás, ve que el padre se dio sobre sus pies. And he said, son, y le dijo, hijo, this is what Jesus did for you. Esto es lo que Cristo hizo por ti. He took the punishment of the sin that you were guilty of. Él tomó el pecado que tú eras culpable, and he took it upon himself. Y se lo puso sobre él, so that you could have forgiveness, para que tú puedas tener perdón, so you could have a home in heaven, para que tú puedas tener lugar en el cielo. That's why Jesus came. Por eso Cristo vino. And here's the question he asked Jonah. Y aquí está la pregunta. Doest thou well to be angry? You did nothing to make that gourd grow. You did nothing for you. You did labor. You didn't do nothing. Yet you had more mercy on that gourd than you did upon people. Dios le dice, tú no hiciste nada para que creciera ese calabozo. No hiciste nada. Pero tuviste más misericordia que ella sobre la gente. God's heart is love for people. El corazón de Dios es el amor de las personas. Those that you like, los que tú quieres, and the ones you don't like. Y los que tú no quieres, Jesus died for them too. Go and reach them. Cristo murió por ellos también. Ve a alcanzarlos. Que Dios te bendiga. May God bless you.
With our heads.